day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
All right, welcome back. Strong buyer support developed across front lean hog futures today as fundamental support quickly helped to offset the pressure which continues to develop in the cattle complex. There remains a strong underlying weakness in the feeder cattle trade, weighing heavily on the entire cattle market right now. Corn prices were lower in light trade today. July corn futures about 2 cents lower. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones is 4 points lower. NASDAQ up 10 points. In live cattle, futures remained under pressure with June futures holding a dollar per hundredweight losses. Front month futures continue to trade under $122 per hundredweight, which could bring about additional market bearishness in the near future, not only in the futures trade, but also throughout the cash markets as well. In feeder cattle, strong losses continue to hold through the end of the day as nearby feeder futures remain sharply lower. May futures were $1.72 per hundredweight lower, while the rest of the nearby futures, $2.22 per hundredweight lower, based on follow-through pressure. And even though we continue to see significant losses being posted across the feeder cattle complex, markets have pulled back from contract losses seen earlier in the day as seller pressure eased due to the lack of volume in the market. And grain futures were trending mixed today after some bearish demand news and good planting progress during the past week. Corn prices, meanwhile, were lower with good planting progress last week producing bearish breaks on price charts overnight, but both July and December futures broke below support lines in place for the past 3 weeks, which slipped beneath the 200-day moving averages used by some traders as long-term trend indicators. Soybeans, though, tried to rebound higher after an attempt to extend Monday's small rally, which failed early in the overnight session. Both July and November futures held uptrends in place through April and May. Finally, wheat prices were lower, extending Monday's bearish break on price charts in all three markets. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.